The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then, how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring about your service. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me.' Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. We continue with St. John, chapter 6. Did you read it? Did you read the chapter 6 of St. John? No? Okay, it's your task for this week. We must read, it's obligation. Read chapter 6 of St. John. It's our obligation. Especially you with the kids. Sometimes they ask, "Mom, why? It's a bread, or why?" And the man, "Oh, I don't know. Ask Father Joe, ask Father Paul, ask Father." And sometimes we say, okay, we have a story here. And we can read that story, and the kids, they understand. Only that they need to understand in the moment. But especially for you, the parents, it's very important, for all of us. But for the parents, because the kids have a lot of questions about the Eucharist. And especially when it's boring, "Mom, why we are..." And you need to say, okay, this is a fundamental of our Christian life like a Catholic. You have a good experience with the Eucharist or bad experience? Good? Yeah? All of us have a good experience with the celebrations? Yeah? When you come to Mass, why you are coming to Mass? Supposed to? Okay. Good. Why we are here? We are nourishment, for example, it's very important. Our soul. Nourishment, not for our physical body, our soul. Nourishment, our soul. Why you are here today? The word, what is it?
Praise God.
What else? Community, very important, because the celebration of the Mass is only in community. Not like many, many years ago where the priest was, the obligation was to celebrate alone the Mass every day. Not now. Because the community is more important, not only the priest, it's community. Because God is in our community, because we are people who receive baptism. Why you are here today? Enjoy it, okay. Why you are here today? Some of you have a problems and you say, oh, I need to go to Mass today because I have problems, I am sad, I am in trouble with my daughter or my husband or my wife. No? Nobody has problems? No? Nobody here is sad? You have problems? Some troubles? Okay, very important. Gracias, Maria. What else? We are here for faith.
Find my purpose of God's purpose.
Okay, God's purpose, very important. It's discernment. Discernment. When we are here for celebration, sometimes we think the Father has all the responsibility for the celebration. It's not true. For example, the choir have a big responsibility. The lectors have a big responsibility to read very well because people are hearing the word of God here, and the usher has, and the minister of communion, and the priest. All of us, like a community, we celebrate the real presence of God here. It's a fiesta for us. But sometimes people say, oh, it's so boring. But some people have problems, and they come to Mass and said, I need to go to Mass today because I can't understand anymore. Yeah. And what happened? What happened when the people come here with some problems? The problems disappear after Mass? No. But you are, like she said, nourished with the Eucharist, with the Word, with the community, and you feel like, okay, I can continue with my problems. I can stay here with my illness, with my trouble, with that. It's not because it's a miracle that you disappeared the problem. No. God is not working in that way. We need to understand that God is working all the time in our lives if I permit it that he enter in our lives. He said that we need to permit him enter in our lives and change us because he wants to change us all the time. And some people change. Some people change your mind. Some people change your heart. Some people change your relationship because they come into Mass every Sunday and they read the gospel and they say, okay, I understand. He says, I need. And I think we need to say that we must be bread of life. It's not an insult. No, we must be the bread of life. Not only Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life, but when we are here, we receive his spirit, his grace, and we must be the bread of life for others. Not for me, for others. We must be the bread of life when we say, okay, I can forgive that problem, I can forget this, and I can continue our life. It's a bread of life, not only to receive, because we receive the bread of life, but in our families, in our society, in our jobs, the situation is the same. And we need to stay there with different attitude. And when we receive the bread of life, it's a miracle. It's a miracle because Jesus is real presence in his body and his blood. And all the time I said, some people say, oh, Father, the wine that the church gave is too good. And wine? I don't receive wine here. Did you receive wine here? What did you receive here? We receive blood of Christ. We receive the blood of Christ. And some people forgot. It's so funny because people who, I think, I don't know, that people understand, but he said, oh, the wine is good. No. I said the people in Spanish, it's not tequila, it's not tequilazo. No, it's not. It's the blood of Christ transform our lives into his grace. And when we receive the bread and blood, we receive Jesus Christ and the real presence. And when you leave from your activities, you have the real presence in your body, in your mind, in your heart. The real presence. Is it because important we need to remind, oh, I wear a mask and I receive the communion, the word of God, and I need to be testimony for others. It says that we must be the bread of life. We must be the blood of Christ. Because we receive, and when we receive, we convert in his body our lives because we receive him, the real presence. It's faith, but it's experience. Sometimes people have a bad experience with a mass because they are here only expecting that it's so funny, it's so, no. It's my experience. All of us here with different experiences, different problems, different situations, but one faith and one love. Is God love us. It's different experiences. Maybe some of you say, oh, I'm happy, very happy today. Okay, thanks God. But other people came here very worried. Other people fight before they come here because the lady or the kids are delayed, and they fight. Yeah, it's true. I know that. It's not the problem. And some people say, Father, I miss Mass because we are argue because my... Okay, put the kids and go to Mass, whatever, without shoes or whatever, but go to Mass. Don't be crazy with that, fighting with them for that. Say, okay, you don't want to put that dress? Okay, go with that chair. Bam. Go to the church. Yeah, it's our reality. Because some people think, no, I need to be like a saint here. I say, who is saint here? No, we receive the nourish and we became another spirit when we receive Christ and say, okay, I can see my wife that, yeah, she's right. Because you say, okay, I need to stop. I need to think. It's God who changed us, not us, for our service. God changed us if we permit it. And we must be the bread of life. Amen.